This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will head Bangladesh's interim government after former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country amid a mass uprising against her rule. Leaders of the student protest, the chiefs of three divisions of the military, civil society members, as well as some business leaders, met with the president Tuesday to decide on the head of the interim administration. An Iranian plot to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have centered on a Pakistani man with ties to Tehran who hoped to also target other high-profile politicians and officials. More from VOA's Jeff Selden.
Charging documents unsealed Tuesday say 46-year-old Asif Merchant spent 2 weeks in Iran before flying to the United States in April, looking for help to target multiple government officials and politicians. And while the papers never identify which U.S. officials were on Merchant's hit list, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said in a statement that this case was the one that prompted the U.S. Secret Service to enhance security for former President Donald Trump. U.S. officials arrested Merchant July 12th, a day before an unrelated assassination attempt targeting Trump during a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the U.S. is sending Navy fighter jets to a base in the Middle East to help protect Israel.
About a dozen Navy FA-18 fighter jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have flown to a military base in the Middle East as part of the Pentagon's effort to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases.